In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born. Today, Christ is born of the Virgin in Bethlehem. Today, he who knows no beginning begins. Today, the Word is made flesh. The powers of heaven greatly rejoice. The earth makes merry with men. The wise men offer gifts. The shepherds announce the wonder. And without ceasing, we cry aloud, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, on this bright and holy day, long anticipated each year of the birth of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. From the beginning, it was understood that in the man Jesus, God has come to us. God has come down to us, even where we are, in order to lift us up. The Holy Fathers delight, they even riff on the paradox of the great becoming small, of heaven uniting to earth, of the creator of the universe as a helpless child. This truth is the cornerstone of our Christian faith and its uniqueness, its distinct and unique truth. Not God up there, but God with us. God with us, Emmanuel, our Lord Jesus. Let us hear the Holy Fathers, St. Macarius the Great. Today the Lord is born, the life and salvation of mankind. Today a reconciliation is made of divinity to humanity and of humanity to divinity. Today all creation has leaped for joy. Those above said, towards those below, and those below towards those above. Today occurred the death of darkness and the life of humanity. Today a way was made toward God for man and a way for God into the soul. This holy birth is our rebirth. As we remember from the carol, born to reign the son, to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. St. Irenaeus of Lyon, how could the human race go to God if God had not come to us? How could the human race go to God if God had not come to us? How should we free ourselves from our birth into death if we had not been born again according to faith, by a new birth, generously given by God, thanks to that which came about from the Virgin's womb. Our Holy Father Simeon, the new theologian, what is the purpose of the incarnation of the divine Logos, which is proclaimed throughout the scriptures, about which we read and which we yet do not recognize? Surely it is that he has shared in what is ours, so as to make us participants in what is his. He has shared in what is ours so as to make us participants in what is his. He has shared his divinity with us so that we could be participants in his divinity. He says, for the Son of God became the Son of Man in order to make us human beings sons of God, raising us up by grace to what he is by nature, giving us a new birth in the Holy Spirit, and leading us directly into the kingdom of heaven. Or rather, he gives us the grace to possess this kingdom within ourselves, so that not merely do we hope to enter it, but being in full possession of it, we can affirm our life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians 3:3. Our Holy Father Ephrem the Syrian, now the day of mercy has shone forth, let no one persecute his neighbor with revenge for the wrong he has caused him. The day of joy has arrived. Let no one be guilty of causing sorrow and grief to another person. This is a cloudless and bright day. Let anger be stilled, for it disturbs peace and tranquility. This is the day in which God descended to sinners. Let the righteous man be ashamed to exalt himself over sinners. This is the day when the Lord of creation came to servants. This is the day on which the wealthy one became poor for our sake. Let not the rich be ashamed to share their table with the poor. Seen up from the Syrian. And finally, the words of our Holy Father Ambrose of Milan, found on the cover of our new Nativity recording CD. He was a baby, he was a child, so that you may be a perfect man. He was a baby, he was a child, so that you may be perfect. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes that you may be loosed from the snares of death. The swaddling clothes are like a burial garment. He was in a manger so that you may be in the altar. Manger was a feeding place for the animals. We are fed the grace of eternal life from the holy altar. He was on earth that you may be in the stars. In the stars. He had no other place in the inn so that you may have many mansions in the heavens. John 14:2. He, it says, being rich, became poor for your sakes, that through his poverty you might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. Therefore, his poverty is my inheritance. The Lord's weakness is my virtue. He chose to lack for himself that he might abound for all. The sobs of that crying infancy cleanse me. Those tears wash away my sins. The tears of the Christ child wash away our sins. Joyous feast day, brothers and sisters. Joyous feast, holy feast day of the birth of our Lord and God and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is born! Christ is born! Christ is born!